right, just check the
Okay, Harvey, if I could trouble you to please, mute your phone, and then we could start. Okay, thank you very much. Harvey, there's an echo, so if you could please mute your phone. It's in muting phone.
It's coming from one than by phone. He needs to mute his microphone on his cell phone.
I'm sorry?
It's coming from one of the callers on a phone. Somebody who's in by phone, not by computer.
Okay, so could all of those who call them by phone, please, I think it's good now. Okay, so first of all, Lashon Mavracha, I'm going to try to keep this as practical as we can. Really miss everybody. I hope you're healthy. Hope that if you had the virus, that you're on the rebound, you're feeling better. And hopefully we should just continue to have simchas, and those who need nechama should have nechama, those who need yeshuas and refuas should have it, and that we should hopefully be able to resume yeshiva as soon as we can. There's a lot of details that we wanted to speak about, just to, a lot of the chevra already calling in to find out what is the plan, when are we starting, how are we starting, what is the plan, what is the limud. And the truth is, I wanted to really meet tomorrow night when we'd have a little bit more information, but it didn't work for whoever who's going to school to hopefully be able to make a parnasa. I'm going to give you the information we have now, and then we'll send out an email. And please, if your name is not on the email list, please, please send it in so we could communicate with you that way. And the Mitzvah Shem will send out an email Thursday with more current information. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Av Chachmasi Amdali means, even my Chachma stood there for me. But Chazal interpreted that it means Torah Shalamadati Ba'af, the Torah that I learned Ba'af, even when I was angry, the Torah that I learned when I was frustrated, or the Torah that I learned Ba'af means Afal Pichein, even when I wasn't really holding by it, I was distracted and I pulled myself together and learned anyway. That's the Torah that underlies, it's the Torah that really stands. And that's our dream, that living through these historic times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to us with a very unique language, to our Dar, that hopefully we should rise to the occasion and do what we need to do, do what we're supposed to do, and grow, and grow, climb, and steig from it. A few people texted me today, so when are we coming back? I don't have Ruach HaKodesh and I don't have Nevuah. The answer is, as soon as we come back, we're going to come back. But the governor of New York is saying that the city will slowly but surely, that the state will slowly but surely open up as of May 15th. The governor says either yes or no. I don't know what slowly but surely means. Lahavdil, we're benched that we have Das Torah, we have Rosh Hashivos and Adam Gadol, who understands what Pikuach Nefesh means, he understands what Limud HaTorah means, he understands the suffering and the frustration that many have. And we're privileged that we're in a yeshiva with an Adam Gadol who runs it, and as soon as we could be back, we will be back in Mitzvah Shem. So we're definitely not going to be just pushing this on for any longer that we need. Than we need. The Rashiva sent out a letter today. It's Kedai. It went out about an hour and a half ago. Just you see the hashkafa of a Gavra Rabba, the way a Gavra Rabba looks at Minyanim, at Tefillah, at the Chashivas of the life of every year. And that's why we're doing this, because of Sakanas Nefashos and Pikuach Nefesh. And getting back to the question, when are we coming back? As soon as we could be back, we will be back in Mitzvah Shem. Let's talk practically right now. When is this month starting? So the calendar said that we're starting on Sunday night. And the reason that the calendar said Sunday night was because there was supposed to be a trip to Europe this week. I think we were supposed to be, whoever was coming, going to be in Warsaw and whatnot today. Rashiva was going to be with a group of the Chevra and Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos. And therefore we had figured that we'll probably start on the Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Lamaisa, nobody's in Europe or Eretz Yisrael. We're all here. Sunday's already Bay's ear, and we'd like to start on Sunday. We'd like to start Sunday morning. So I'd like to go through how are we going to do it. Lamaisa, we're not in the building. How are we going to learn? What are we learning? When are we learning? Are there any changes in the schedule? If you have a pen and paper, you might want to jot down some of these things. If not, you could listen to the recording. And if you have a good memory, so just keep it in mind. First of all, as we always do whenever we give a shmooze, is we start off with an announcement, and that's from the office. Just one technicality. Whoever is, Mitzvah Hashem, joining us again, coming back, there's 142 participants here. There are more in yeshiva. I'm assuming that these 142 are coming. Could be there's more, could be there's less. But please, please be in touch with the office, respond to the email, and register. And there's two reasons for it. The number one, if you're planning on getting any college credit from yeshiva, the only way you could get credit is if you're registered and if you show up. If you're not registered, you can't get credit from yeshiva. And if you don't show up, we also can't give you credit. So please, please register to make sure that you're in for that. Number two is yeshiva does get government funding, and we have to give the government a list of who's part of yeshiva so that we could get funding so that yeshiva could continue to pay its bills and salaries and everything else. So we're asking, please, if you're planning on joining yeshiva, please, please, please register. Whatever the tuition arrangements, you know, that's something separate. But in terms of just practicalities, okay, we're already up to 154 are here. So, okay, we're doing well. Please just register. Be in touch with the office. I think only 80 people responded so far. Please just respond. They're not chasing you for your gelt. They'll do that afterwards, but we just need to do this for these technicalities. Okay, practically speaking, how are we doing this? And I'd like to say how we're hoping to do it and why this is the plan. There are two ways that we could learn together if we're not physically together. One way to do that is via phone. Another way to do it is like we're communicating now. Some are on the phone. I think that there's 9 people on the phone and there's 145 that are on Zoom. You know, there's a lot of hashkafa questions. Should we go on Zoom? Should we use technology in this way? We shouldn't use it in this way. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Rosh Yeshiva, and we have Das Torah. He's been using Zoom a whole bein hazman and giving shir after shir and learning with people over Zoom. Rosh Yeshiva is encouraging us and the office I'll mention in a moment why the office is important here, to whoever can, whichever Rebbeim can, whichever Bachrim, whichever Avreichim can use Zoom, to use Zoom. The reason for that is, number one, when you see a Rebbe talking, you see a Rebbe giving shir, it's different. It's definitely different. I know even Chavrusas that I'm learning with, some of you prefer it when you could see the person you're learning with. That's Aleph. Beis is, it does help, and this is something that, you know, we would like to focus on now, is it definitely does help the camaraderie. You feel like you're part of a matzav. And when you see that there's other people that are with you, when you're together in a shir, you see everybody there. We'll explain how to do that even during Seder time, when you're able to see other chavrusas and you can see other people that are there. It provides a certain chizuk. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Bahar, when he's talking about in the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. And Shiluach Avadim is very, very difficult to send away slaves. If you're used to having a slave living in your house, and there's a tekiah that's blown. Sefer HaChinuch says the reason for the tekiah is so that everybody realizes that this is a communal thing. We're all going through the same thing. We're all in it together, and it helps people go through it when there's other people there. So number one, it's a chizuk for ourselves, and it's mechazik others. Those Rebbeim and Bachrim / Avreichim who are able to do it through Zoom, this is the way we'd like to do it. If you're familiar with us already, you'll excuse me just for spending a minute explaining this. If you're not familiar with it, it's kedai to hear. Just like the Zoom was created for meetings, for big meetings, corporate meetings, everybody gets together in a big room, so yeah, everybody's together for the meeting. But sometimes people have to go into breakout rooms where they just speak. People huddle in small groups. So this works out very well for a shir and chavrusa setup, which is that a rebbe or somebody who's technically savvy in a shir. Every Rebbe is going to have a co-host. So they're able to, in addition to giving shir and having everybody there, press one button and have everybody in the shir, the chavrusas in the shir, all learning b'chavrusa, meaning they're communicating with each other, nobody else hears them, but you could see that they're there, and it's a chizik. The Rebbe also sees that they're there, and he could, because he's the host, he could go in and join them and talk to them in learning. The Shalom Eishit is also a co-host. He's able to go in and see who's there and then go talk to them in learning. It's pushing the click of a button for the Rebbe and the Meshit to go from Chavrusa to Chavrusa and join them. In addition to the chizuk of knowing that we're not alone and seeing the others, it's just on a practical level, it allows much better, much greater interaction between Rebbeim and Talmidim, between a Shal Meshav and Talmidim. You know, if it's only by the phone, so the Rebbe calls, the Meshav is calling, everybody's calling at the same time. Yours truly, I would also like to join, come around, throw out a kasha, hear what people are learning. It's much easier to do when you see somebody's holding, you see where they're up to, you see that they're looks like they're in the middle of something deep, you don't want to interrupt them. It's simply a much easier way, in addition to the chizuk, in terms of on a practical level, it really, really helps out. If for whatever reason it's not available, either b'shita, you're somebody who doesn't want to do it, you don't feel comfortable using it, the Rebbe doesn't, so then you could use a phone, you could call in from your phone to the Zoom. Every Rebbe, again, you know, you'll find out from your Rebbe. I'm hoping that either by tomorrow night or Thursday night, we'll be able to send out the specific information as to how each year is going to be learning, and that's in the morning, and showing you how to call into it if you're going to be calling in, and how to Zoom into everybody that's actually visual is going to know how to Zoom, Bahariya, you're doing it, or somebody in your house that connected you right now. So that's the way we'd like to do first aid. In terms of the how, that's how we'd like to do it. Again, if it's not working for you, you find with your chavus, it's better if you're just on the phone. So you'll work that out with your Rebbe, but this is why it's kedai. It's not just a way to control you. It's a way, pasha, to make it more geshmak and more practical if it's able to be done in this manner. If you don't have a device that has Zoom capability, the yeshiva is happy to provide you with one. We would just need to know that you exist. I believe that Shimon Gavaya had reached out. We didn't get any takers from the Bachram. We got some from the Rebbeim. But we'd be happy to get it to you. And it's not giving you those devices that would be given to Bachram and Avreichim are simply a tablet that all that it has is Zoom. If you're somebody who's Nizar and you don't want any internet access in your house or something you've broken away from and you don't want to be Ahmed Ben Issan, Mamish, there was a tzaddik who came to my house before Yontov. He said, I just cracked the code to my old iPhone. I'm dropping it by your house. He dropped it by before Yontov, left it on the porch. Mamish, unbelievable. So we're not looking here to be machshel anybody. But there are devices, if that's all that it has been done for a lot of schools. If anybody wants that, or I should say better, if anybody needs that, so please be in touch with Shimon Gabay or myself or Reb Chaim. And this way we could try to make sure that you have it. The Rebbeim have been offered it. The Rebbeim have been offered actually laptops that have been kosherized, that this is all that they could do, because it's easier to speak from a laptop, I think, when you're trying to man one of these things than just doing it from one of those small devices. It's a lot more difficult. That's what we're trying to do. You know, asking everybody to bear with us. I don't know how this is going to work out. Somebody told me that this breaks up. I'm sorry if I'm breaking up. I don't know what else to do.
Rebbe, it's okay. We still have the voice. It's just the picture is breaking up.
Oh, fine. Everybody knows what I look like. Oh, the voice is going well?
Yeah, we still hear Rebbe.
Yes, fine. I hope this is going to work. We all hope it's going to work. Either it will work or it won't work. If it doesn't work, then we'll make an adjustment. Please don't lose cheshek if on Sunday morning it's not working or things are glitches or hitches. It might take a day or two or three, but just communicate with your Rebbe. Please communicate with myself if it's not working or if you're getting frustrated. You know, before Yontif, a number of the Chevra were in touch. They felt that it was not so easy for them to just be calling into the phone shiurim and wanted to do their own thing. Please try to make this work. Let's see if we could pull this off and this could work. It could really be tremendous in terms of getting through so far the morning this way. So just to go through the Seder Hayom for the morning, and then we'll move on to the afternoon and the night. The davening, you're going to be davening wherever you daven. I am the Rosh Hashiva's letter. Usually after davening, there's two small chaburas. Rabbi Sassman learns Archa Shabbos. They just started the second chelik in Yanni Mukta for 10 minutes after davening. I usually learn with a couple of bachurim, a couple of chever. We learn another sefer. Usually it's at the same time. Those are two 10-minute slots. So some people wanted to do both. So the way we'll do it is at 9 o'clock every morning, those who want to join, and we'll send you the information on Thursday. You could call in or have it will be done with Rabbi Sussman. Archas Shabbos, Hilchas Mukta, 10 minutes beginning at 9 o'clock every morning. Those who would like to do with myself, that'll be before that at 8:45 until 8:55. We're going to be doing Hachana for Shavuos, going through the Aruch Chaim at the beginning of Baruch Kaisai, 42 Pshatim in that first Pasuk, and filled with Chashiva Satara and Ava Satara, and that's what we'd like to do every morning from 8:45 until 8:55. 5 minutes later will be Rabbi Sussman. And again, we'll give you the information how to connect. Other than that, for first Seder, we'd like to try to go the regular schedule. I don't know how many people are aware of the regular schedule, so let's just go through it. 9:30 is Musar, Hashkafa, every morning. Now this might be your chance. If a person sometimes just didn't want to show, like he's from the Asara Rishonim, he felt that it's not good for his gaiva, his anava, you could do it now. The less people will see you. 9:30 we'll start with that. 9:45 we're starting with first Seder. Shir will be regular time at some point between 12 and 12:30, depending on the day. The Rosh Hashiva will still be giving Shir Klali on Wednesdays. And in order to join the Shir Klali, it's to join into his Zoom address. That Zoom is going to be the same. Anytime the Rosh Hashiva is doing anything, just connect to his Zoom. So maybe I'll just say it over right now what it is, but we're going to send you this information. We'll send it. I am the email, so we don't have to do it. The Rosh Hashiva has. Anytime the Rosh Hashiva does something, or myself does something, or for that point, any Rebbe, so assume he's using his set Zoom ID, and we're going to send it out. You could call into it, and you could go in on the Zoom, on the screen. The Shmooze will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock, every Thursday in Mitzvah Shem. Once again, it could be there'll be glitches, but your Rosh Hashiva has been giving Shiurim throughout Bein HaZmanim. I think he basically has it, not basically, he told me he hasn't had a glitch. He has it down, trying to get there. And everybody else who has been, some of the Rebbeim have been doing it. I think they have it down. And those who haven't are going to try to work through it. In terms of the Limud, so this is a new development as of the last 24 hours. And that is that, we had a Rebbe's meeting today. It was presented at the meeting with the Rebbeim. Every Rebbe knows his Shir. So there were going to be the set limudim that we had, whether it was continuing in Cheskes Habatim or Lo Yachbar or Ben Sarer Umar or whatever, or Hilchos Refuah in Maseches Shabbos, whatever each Chabura was doing, some of the Rebbeim are still going to be doing it. Others are going to be doing something different. The reason for that is as follows. Not everybody has access to a full Aitzer HaSfarim. Not everybody has access to Aitzer HaChachma, and we love Dafka, and not everybody has access to a printer machine to be able to print things out. So all the Rebbeim are going to be taking that into consideration, and that also, I wish I could give you specifics now, but it's probably better anyway. If we'll just come in a more formal way at the end of the week. Your Rebbe will be in touch, hopefully by either tomorrow night or Thursday night, let you know what he's doing. But taking it into consideration that people... Yeshkayach, Aitzer HaChachma is free online, if you have access to online. And you probably should use that. Aitzer HaChachma is a tremendous, tremendous resource. Sifriya, there's other ways to do it. But we are just, as a group, taking into consideration that people love Dafka have access to it. And therefore, in order to try to keep things smooth and also understanding that people are not learning in a regular base medrash, and the limud might need to be something that draws us in a little bit more, each Rebbe is going to do and arrange it with his shir. If you feel it's not working for you, please be in touch with your Rebbe or be in touch with myself. Please, the main nekuda is, like we said, Torah Shalamadati Ba'af, that this be a zman that we all study. So please, give us the feedback. That's in terms of how we're going to get through the morning and what we're doing in the morning. Okay. What's next? Yeah, okay. In terms of second Seder, the second Seder in Shai Yashav does begin at 3:30 and usually goes until 6:30 unless you have a college schedule. Usually it takes about an hour or so to drive to college. Could be that's the reason for the virus, that the Adam doesn't have to spend the time in the car. Could be not. But either way, the Sedarim, we're trying to keep the Sedarim the same. Those who will be doing it through Zoom, if you're in Rabbi Kurland's shir, you're in Rabbi Badner's shir, if you're in Rabbi Mark's chabura, Rabbi Yerkansky's chabura, so that all those chaburas are relatively small, but it really should be pretty smooth, that you'll be together with your, it's the same thing we're doing in the morning, whoever your Rosh chabura is, whoever your Rebbe is, you'll be able to just do it that way. What gets a little tricky is for the rest of us. How are we going to do that? And this I'm asking you, please, if everybody could just try to focus on this part. Number one, we don't know who has chavrusas. We don't know who doesn't have chavrusas set up. Rav Shaul Mordechai is the one who's primarily in charge he's the one who's in charge of second Seder. And then there's two meshivim, the Rav Moshe Leib and the Rosenberg and the Rav Moshe Krisha. What we're going to try to do is assign, at least in terms of Shalom Meshiv, to expect one of them to be calling in or going from Zoom to Zoom to Zoom. It's something which is not very practical. So what we are going to do is try to divide the Olam up. So what I'm asking, please, the first step is we just want to make sure that everybody has chavrusas. If you have a chavrusa, not if you don't. If you do have a chavrusa, please tonight, if your last name begins anywhere between A and L, please just text Rabbi Majorovic who you are and who your chavrusa is. Please, if you could take care of that tonight. If your last name begins with an M to Z, please text myself. Just see, I'm not going to respond tonight. I'm asking, please just text so that we know who has chavrusas. Then we, the Sholem Meshavs, will reach out to everybody else and over the next couple of days and try to work it out. If there's a specific Sholem Meshav that you would like to be grouped with, so then if I could ask you, if you could also just mention that in the text, you normally ask your questions to Rav Moshe, to Rav Moshe Leib, to Rav Shaul Mordechai. There's somebody that you would rather be assigned to, if you could please just into myself and the Reb Chaim Majorovic, if you have a chavrusa and you're part of those and you're not part of those four chaburas that I mentioned before, please be in touch tonight so we could try to get that going as smooth as possible. The night Seder, we all know, is more or less Mashali Bar Chafed. We don't usually have a set limud. Perhaps we could have more of a set limud. So as of right now, I'm going to speak to Rav Ilan. I didn't do it before. I'm assuming he's going to be available to answer questions during night Seder. But I just don't know for sure who's going to be there. But we're going to get you that information in Mitzvah Shem Thursday night. Probably we could arrange a Zoom matzah. We don't have to. We'll be in touch in terms of night Seder. There might be additional shiurim. The Rosh Yeshiva has been giving a lot of extra shiurim. I don't know what he's going to be doing during this man. Shira gives a minchas chinuch shir, he gives other shiurim. We're going to get you that information. Please just check the emails Rosh Yeshiva will be giving, and perhaps some other rebbeim also. I myself, Mitzvah Hashem, every night from 8:15 until 8:35, will be doing Pirkei Avos, primarily with Rabbeinu Yona, 20 minutes every night, beginning Sunday night. I don't think I have any chasanas, and hopefully we'll... it'll be up and running again from 8:15 with whatever my Zoom is. You'll have it. Anybody that's interested, nobody should feel in the show. But what else am I not mentioning? I think that that's it for now. I'm sorry for so much information overload. We're going to be sending you a copy of this. If anybody has questions or frustrations or wants to work things out or want to switch shiurim, if I could ask you please to wait until tomorrow. And tonight there's really a lot going on from my end. again, in terms of chavrusa, it's the second Seder. Please, if you have a chavrusa, and you're not part of Rabbi Kurland, Rabbi Bodner, Rabbi Mark, Rabbi Yarkansky, if you, anybody else in the yeshiva, please, please let us know. If you have a chavrusa, everybody else in Mitzvah will be reached out to over the course of Wednesday and Thursday. Have a wonderful night, Rabbi Say. There will be a shmuz on Thursday for whoever's interested to elaborate on the nekudas that the Rashiva spoke about in his letter. Elaborate meaning he spoke about the union of refuah, the school of refuah in Chodesh Iyar, and the power of tefillah, not only davening to be healed, but also davening that one doesn't get sick. The mitzvah shem on Thursday, I don't know the exact time, but we'll send out an email. Hopefully there'll be a shmuz on that, and looking forward to starting with a tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya on Sunday morning. Atzlacha, miss you all, love you all. Have a good night.
Shkayach, Rabbi. Shkayach.
Shkayach, Rabbi. Shkayach.